Mr. Chair. Well, we're very grateful to colleagues from the US and Canada and from the IPCC for their presentations. I think these give us a very timely reminder that we must also think about addressing BW threats to agriculture, both livestock and crops. It's something we don't spend too much time on, and I think that's regrettable. Clearly, in this area, response capabilities are essential, but it's much the same for humans, and of course the key is surveillance. What we're seeing here is also a case where science and technology developments are making things a bit easier for us in some respects. We have better capabilities for remote sensing to detect disease in crops. We have mobile technologies, apps for surveillance and reporting. All these are major developments that will help us combat the effects of disease in agriculture. We also need to think about the impact of climate change here, because that is affecting the range and spread of diseases and pests, which has implications for monitoring and surveillance, and is also a risk that needs to be addressed in the coming years. It also stresses for many countries is the importance of the One Health concept, where we need to think about both human and animal diseases in the same context. This is certainly a strong approach of the UK. We certainly agree with our US colleagues that this is a topic that we should be looking to address at the 9th Review Conference, and certainly the proposed paragraph that they have at the end of their paper in paragraph 27 is something we should all be supporting. In fact, we could be looking to do more. Of course, there was an important side event on this the other day, when a lot of very useful presentations were made. And I think we've heard some of the detail from a colleague from IPCC, but there may be some other things that could be usefully reported into this meeting. So those who were there or giving the presentations, I think that would be useful to hear in this setting. Final comment in this respect, that we see clearly that next year is the International Year of Plant Health 2020. We should use that as a cue for how we shape our work in the MXs in 2020, and maybe we should give a particular focus on plant health issues in MX4, also MX1, MX2 as well. That would be very useful, and we would encourage colleagues to bring their relevant experts to the meeting, and it's also an opportunity for guests of the meeting too on this very important topic. Thank you.